Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for this day comes from the epistle lesson. We draw that from the fifth chapter of Romans, starting at verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. This is God's word. It has been suggested that children with the most athletic talent do not always turn out to be professional athletes, even with the physical gifts that they possess. One possible reason for this is that when they were young, everything just flowed to them. They didn't have to work very hard. But when they got to the higher levels of competition, they find out that everything is faster, more difficult, it's just harder to score. And since they were never really challenged in their youth, they tend to give up rather than keep pushing. They didn't know how to dig their heels in and develop their skills more. They didn't know how to persevere. Now hold that thought. Back in my high school days, I had an art class with a teacher who would often tell us, art is a process, not a product. Did you hear that? Art is a process, not a product. And I'll be candid, at first, I really didn't know what she was getting at. But over time, it became a little clearer. What she was expressing to us is that it was easy to get caught up in the finished product and how it looks and treat that as the highest good, the most important thing, especially with high schoolers. You don't want to draw a picture and have it look stupid. Very concerned about that in high school. But my teacher wanted us to set that worry aside and engage in the process of trying new things, experimenting, making mistakes, using those imperfections to make something new. And in that sense, you're really never done with art. Even if you finish a piece. I don't know if I ever really got it in high school, but it makes more sense now. Now, of course, I'm not here to reminisce, but this art class memory came back to me as I dealt with today's epistle reading. In this letter to the Roman church, Paul says that being a Christian is both a process and a product. It's not either or. It's both and. And what's fascinating is that Paul takes this and flips it around. Being a Christian, he says, is being a product first. A finished product that continues to be shaped by a process, Now, let's hang some biblical terms on this. You and I are finished products. There is a sense in which we are finished works. Meaning that you and I have been justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. That is true of you right now. The whole package. Because Jesus lived perfectly for you and gave His life as a perfect sacrifice for all of us, divine justice is satisfied, and you and I are declared not guilty. Now, not after a long life of trying to earn it, declared not guilty now. The verdict is in. Not only are you not guilty, you have the perfect record of Jesus slipped into your file. The payment Jesus made on the cross is credited to your account. The balance reads zero. Not later, now. We are finished products because Jesus said, "It is finished." This is the baseline truth for life with God. And Paul leads with that very idea here, writing, "Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Did you hear that? We have been justified, past tense, done. We have peace, present tense. Now, and because all that is true, Christians can submit to a process. Now, let me be extremely clear. This is not a self-salvation process. This is not a process of redeeming ourselves, as if that were possible. Remember, the verdict has been handed down. It's been read, not guilty. That is you. The process I'm talking about, and that Paul's talking about, is a process of growth, of changing, of becoming something that you would not otherwise be. Now remember, I told you to hold that thought. When it came to the young athletes, their talent only got them so far until adversity hit. And for the first time, they struggled and it threw them for a loop because they had not practiced perseverance. Paul says in this passage, there is a process God leads us through, a process that builds something into us by which we can handle adversity and not crumble when the storms of life hit. What is that process? Paul makes an amazing claim about it. Some might say it's an outrageous claim. He says that the thing that kickstarts this process is suffering. His claim is that suffering starts a chain reaction that leads to hope. I am not making this up. Let's look at how he lays this out. Once again, from our passage, Paul writes, rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, And character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. There it is. Suffering initiates a process by which we grow and become more equipped to deal with life's challenges. Now, how exactly does this work? Well, to start, it is crucial to remember Paul's telling us how suffering affects a person who knows he or she has been justified by grace and not works. So in that case, suffering kicks off a chain reaction. The first part is suffering leads to endurance. What are the qualities of endurance? Well, it's been translated alternatively as perseverance. Other words we might associate with it are determination or single-mindedness. Those are also ways of saying it. Another way of describing it is that endurance is the focus that is produced by suffering. It makes us remember what is lasting and what is not. Endurance caused by suffering removes distractions until it's me and God. What are we going to do about this? The next part, endurance leads to character. The great basketball coach John Wooden once defined character as what a person does when no one else is watching. What is implied there is a kind of test that happens to our faith. It's very much in line with character in the way that Paul is using it. Character is the confidence that comes from going through an experience having done the right thing or having done the wrong thing and then realizing what the right thing would have been and then doing that next time. To stick with basketball for a moment, a team new to the playoffs may have played poorly because they've never been in that position before. But a tested team, a team that's been to the playoffs for years in advance, will have fewer jitters and will perform well because they have been there before. Without the first step, the second step doesn't happen. It's a process. Endurance narrows the focus on God. Character is using that focus on God in order to function. And as you do, confidence grows. God is proved trustworthy yet again. And the last part, character leads to hope. Hope is expectancy. Biblical hope is there is a better day coming. Or hope is knowing what God has promised and trusting that it is only a matter of time until every single last one of those promises comes true. Do you see the benefits of this? A heart filled with hope in Christ has very little room for worry. It might sound completely counterintuitive, but I can't tell you how many Christians I've known personally who have told me that they have felt more of God's presence and love during suffering than at any other time in their lives. It's the process that grows us. Suffering sets off a reaction that goes all the way to hope in Christ. What a surprise that there is joy to be found in sufferings. The blessings of Jesus justifying you are not diminished by suffering. They are enlarged by it. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, although we often try to avoid suffering, Scripture tells us that it can take us through a process that makes us more hopeful people. Turn our attention to Jesus, who did not avoid suffering, but entered it for us, for the joy of redeeming us into your family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.